You know, he mentioned a word, and Ted mentioned a word there that I'm going to be speaking about this morning. And as an introduction, I'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 16. I'm going to start in verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall he reward every man according to his works. I'm going to stop there. So the word that Ted mentioned as he was speaking there was self-denial. And in this passage, we see Jesus talking a little bit about what it means to follow him, what is required of a man to follow him. And one of the words he uses there is self-denial. And you know, it's something of an unpleasant subject in some ways to think about denying yourself. You live with yourself. It's a daily thing that he's talking about here. Matthew Henry said that the first lesson in Christ's school is self-denial. You know, I think that's really true. One of the basic things that we as Christians are faced with is denying ourselves. Jesus said it very plainly. If a man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So what is denying yourself? What does it mean to deny yourself? The dictionary definition of this word is a restraint or limitation on one's own desires or interests. So as I went to find this word self-denial, I went past this long list of self words. If you ever are curious about this, look it up in the dictionary sometime and notice all the words that begin with self. They have self, hyphen, and then another word. And there's hundreds of them. I went past words like self-absorbed, self-betterment, self-collected, and so on. It just goes on, the list on and on. But you know, the word we really need in all these many words about ourself is self-denial. We really do need that one. That one's important. The others have to do with fulfilling our own desires. And we need this one, self-denial. So Jesus is saying that we as followers of him will need to restrain or limit our desires. And if we want to be true followers of him, we're going to have to do that. And it only makes sense when you think about it. We are born with a sinful nature. God is holy. We become followers of Christ. Somebody's will is going to have to give up. Our will takes us this way to the path of sin and self and whatever we want to do. God's will takes us this way towards what he wants us to do. So one of us is going to have to give up. If we're truly going to follow Christ, we're going to have to give up our sinful way. We're going to have to deny our sinful way to be able to follow Christ this way. There's a 180-degree direction change. So which one is it going to be? We have to ask ourselves that question as we try to follow Christ. Which is it going to be? Are we going to follow our own sinful way, or are we going to follow Jesus Christ in his way, the other direction? Jesus knew, I think, as God, he knew what we're going to face. He knew that there's going to be plenty of things in our lives that will tend to drag us away from him. He knows that our natural bent is that direction. And so he said, that's part of what following me is denying yourself. And I like to think, as I read this phrase, I like to think of how he says to deny yourself, and I think of putting down myself And then the very next phrase says, take up the cross. So on the one hand, we're putting ourselves down, and on the other hand, we're picking up the cross. We're putting one down to take up another. So we have to put our own desires down and willingly take up the cross. Christian self-denial is basically, I think, subjecting our will to God's will. It's God who is all-knowing. He's God who's all-powerful. It is God who knows what we need, and we really need His will in our lives. Remember what our natural will will take us. Remember where it will take us. Our natural will is wicked. It's bent toward destruction. It leads us away from God. But God's will lead us toward Him, and we should take up His will, and that will be the way to follow Him. Self-denial is like saying, like Jesus did, every day, not my will, but thine be done. So why do you think, I guess I had to ask myself this question, why does self-denial require, what did Jesus see here that was self-denial? We see that our path leads one way, God's path leads another way. And you know, I believe that self-denial is one of those things that is kind of out of favor these days. It looks, to some people, it looks like a salvation based on works, but we have to remember that self-denial is something that comes after we have chosen to follow Christ. You cannot take up self-denial and use it as a way to gain your salvation. Self-denial is something you do after you've chosen to follow Christ. You know, the ultimate in self-denial is what Jesus did for us on the cross. And I had to think of Christ as He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And He said, not my will, but thine be done. You know, He looked ahead in this passage that I read in Matthew, and He told the disciples, this is what's going to happen to me. I'm going to suffer all these things at the hands of these priests and elders, and I'm going to be killed, and I'm going to rise again on the third day. He looked ahead and saw what He was going to face. And He had already made up His mind that He was going to deny His own selfish desires. He was going to deny His own power to save Himself from this condemnation that He was facing. He was going to deny Himself the ability to just escape from the trial that He faced in front of Pilate. He could have denied Himself the ridicule, the anger, the pain and suffering that the cross brought Him. But He looked ahead, and He had made this choice already beforehand. He made His choice. I'm going to do God's will. I'm going to do what God asked me to do, and I'm going to deny my own desires. And that's really the ultimate in self-denial, is someone who is willing to lay down their life. That is the ultimate giving up of your will to something else. In World War II, there was a soldier who... they were in a battle, and the enemy was lobbing these grenades at him, and they were trying desperately to escape from these grenades. Well, one of them landed near a soldier, and he could see there was no way that anybody was going to get away from this grenade. It was going to go off, and many of them were going to be injured. And without any hesitation, he leaped on this grenade and smothered it with his body. And in the end, he was killed by this grenade, but he saved the lives of the people around him. You know, I had to think, this person denied himself to the ultimate degree. He denied his own will, his own chance for survival, his own hopes for life, his own survival. He gave that all up for somebody else, as Jesus did on the cross as well. So, moving on to maybe a little more practical thoughts here. Here's a few question you could ask yourself concerning self-denial in your life. So when you desire something, it talks about desires or interests. When you desire something or are interested in something, what do you do with that desire or interest? Do you immediately satisfy it? Do you immediately take care of it and just do whatever is interesting you or that you desire? Or do you do you run that by God's will and see, you know, is this something I really should be doing? Our desires and interests, as I said before, will often go towards wrong things, impure things. And we need to be able to stop and check those things with the will of God and see, is this really something I should be doing? We have to ask ourselves, basically, which is more important to me, my will or God's will? So in a couple areas maybe that we could practically look at self-denial, the first thing that occurred to me was our mind. And you know, the Bible says that out of the hearts of men proceed evil thoughts. And it goes on from there in a list of many things that come out of the hearts of men. You know, we need to check our thoughts. Our thoughts is where our actions proceed from. You know, we can hide so many things. Eventually, they often come out. But what are your thoughts like? Nobody can see you thinking these thoughts. Nobody can see when you think evil thoughts of your brother. Nobody can see when you're thinking lustful thoughts. Do you immediately deny those selfish thoughts that pop in your mind? Do you put them away? Do you deny them? Or do you let them go and just ponder on them, knowing that nobody else can really see what's happening in your mind? Remember the verse that says to take captive every thought. We need to take captive those thoughts. We need to know what's happening in our mind. We need to consciously decide, are we going to allow this thought to continue, or are we going to stop it? What about the words we say? Are we drawn to use the world's vulgar language? Do we secretly like to use these kind of words? Do we want to hang on to them? Or do we deny that in our lives? What about our fleshly ambitions for money or ambitions for power or fame? Do we have that as a ruling factor? Do we deny that in our lives? Can we withstand the opportunity to make a killing on a project when we know that we're going to have to do something shady to do it? There's a little passage in Mark, where Jesus speaks to a young man who came to him, and he, you know, the man asks him, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus, being God, saw right to the heart of this person and realized what he had to do. You know, he said, "I did all these commandments. I kept them all from my youth. I'm perfect." No, Jesus looked at that man and saw his heart and said, you know, you need to give up what you have, your riches. You need to sell it. Give it to the poor. And then, he says, you will have treasure in heaven. And then come, take up your cross and follow me. You know, that man needed to deny himself the riches that he had. That was the thing that God wanted of him. But unfortunately, it says that man went away sad because he was very wealthy. You know, this person couldn't deny himself the riches of this world to gain the riches of heaven. And it may look foolish to us, but you know, we do the same thing sometimes. We sometimes can't deny ourselves something that's really simple, small, foolish, because we can't see the result of allowing ourselves to go down that path. So sometimes the things that we need to deny ourselves are not necessarily sinful things. And maybe this happens quite often in our lives. But anything good that gets in the way of our following Christ, we need to deny that as well. And, you know, I don't think Jesus was saying that to be rich was necessarily going to be sinful. But he saw this person's heart, this young man's heart, and saw that the riches were what was holding him back. The riches were something he needed to deny. Some people have denied family. Some people have denied their homeland. Some people have denied the chance to become a business success, to go out on a mission field, to live like the natives, poor, and to witness there in that way. You know, that's a denial of self that brings heavenly rewards. Paul, I think of Paul. Paul traveled throughout his life as a Christian, traveled many places. He endured beatings and he endured imprisonments. People hated him. People spoke evil of him. People lied about him. He did all those things. He could have denied himself all those things that were, you know, what was wrong with having a home? What was wrong with having people saying the truth about you? What was wrong with all these things? But no, he was willing to give those things up as a sacrifice, as a denial of himself to further the gospel as where he went. What about the books, you know, and movies we watch? A simple thing, but something that's subtle, maybe, in our lives. What sort of message do they have us? Can we deny ourselves the pleasure of some of the things that really have a wrong message, that have a wrong worldview? And, you know, we may think of some of these things as simple entertainment, but often the worldview is there. It's subtle, but it's there. How good are we at reading God's book? Can we deny ourselves a few moments of sleep, a few minutes of sleep to read the Word of God, or do we fall asleep and instead we can stay up till midnight reading a trashy novel? You know, this is one that actually I think about myself, because I love to read, and you know, sometimes I find myself asking, why am I so interested in this? Where is the Word of God in my life? What about retaliation? Do we allow ourselves to retaliate, or do we deny ourselves that retaliation? You know, Jesus, again, he had the power of all of heaven to get vengeance on the people that were tormenting him and persecuting him. He could have taken them all out. He could have escaped, but he didn't do that. He willingly denied himself that privilege, and so ought we to do that as well. When people do us wrong, we can't allow ourselves to become vindictive and vengeful. What about the temptation to slander someone? You know, somebody does something that hurts you or irritates you or annoys you or whatever. Do you immediately turn around and speak evil of them to someone else behind their backs? Do we deny ourselves the temptation to do that? These are small things you may think, yet they aren't so small. They come from our heart. They come from our thoughts. And another person that also chose a path of self-denial was Moses. I'd like to read three verses here in Hebrews 11, verse 24. It says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. So Moses, he had this life of power. He had this life of wealth, privilege in the house of Pharaoh. But instead, he chose to suffer with the people of God rather than enjoy these things, these earthly things. You know, he denied himself. He looked at the question of whose will am I going to follow? And he said, I'm going to follow God's will. I'm going to take his path. I'm going to put down my desires and wants. I'm going to pick up the cross, and I'm going to go that direction. What is the reproach of Christ worth to us? Is it worth the denial of our flesh, the reproach of Christ? Moses knew that it was. Sometimes our denial has to do with the people we're associated with. Sometimes it's hard to realize that many people look at us as lowly followers of Christ and say, those people are foolish, they're strange, they're weird, they're outdated. Are we willing to put aside our reputation, our ability to have a reputation in the world as a great person, as somebody that we should, some powerful person that we should know, or are we willing to take up the reputation of Christ? Instead, lay down the worldly reputation, pick up the reputation of Christ, and take that with us. I saw, this is a interesting little side note that I thought was interesting, but I saw a little video about a study they did on three-year-old children, or somewhere around 3 years old, and they would take these children and put them in a room all alone and put a marshmallow on a plate in front of them, and they said, okay, I'm going to leave you here with this marshmallow, and you can eat this marshmallow if you want, or if you wait a while, I'll give you two more marshmallows. And then they had hidden cameras in the room, and they would observe what these children would choose to do. And it was very interesting to watch, because you see your own self in the child as he responds to this marshmallow and the thought that I can get two more marshmallows if I just wait. Some of the children would sit there and they would fidget, and they would look around, and their hands, they just were busy. They had to do something, to not think about this marshmallow in front of them. Other children were very still and just stared at the marshmallow, and a number of them just immediately picked it up and ate it. But the children that waited, eventually they brought in two more marshmallows and they were able to eat all three of them if they wanted. But I just thought that was very interesting. You know, that's how we all are, really, at our heart, is we take something that we can have that's right in front of us, and we can't look beyond that to the things that we could have if we were just willing to deny ourselves for a period of time. We need to deny our own self to take up the wonderful blessings of heaven. You know, I had to think of Friday, too. You know, Friday was the big shopping day. And someone wrote this on Facebook, I saw, and it really struck me. All these people went out to shop on Friday. They denied themselves the comfort of their chair at home or whatever, stood in line in the cold for hours, walked in the door, probably stood in line, maybe had to deal with the crowds as they got to the whatever they wanted to buy, and it was just a, you know, I'm sure it was kind of a trial. But they got what they wanted. And at the same time, there's many people out there that are unwilling to get up, walk to a place where it's warm, where there's a soft chair, and listen to something that is important to them, that would be, you know, essential to them, such as coming to church, listening to the Word of God, or being with your brother and discussing the Word of God with him. You know, we choose the things that we want to do. We deny ourselves for things that are selfish. But can we deny ourselves for something that is heavenly, that is eternal? Sometimes our willingness to deny ourselves for an earthly goal puts to shame our ability and willingness to deny something for a heavenly goal. I'd like to read a few verses here in 1 Corinthians also. This is what Paul said about himself as he thought about self-denial. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. In verse 24, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. So Paul, he was willing to deny himself, and he saw that that this was a thing that he was going to fight with. We think of Paul as this great spiritual leader, but Paul was facing the same struggle we are, keeping his body in subjection, denying himself, so that he for sure kept on the hold of the prize over here. He denied himself. And in closing, I'd like to think about one other thought here, and that is we shouldn't be forgetting the second part of this verse where Jesus said, deny yourself, and then he said, take up the cross. And, you know, this is a twofold answer to a problem, I believe. If you simply deny yourself, you've solved half the problem, but there's a problem when we just try to not do the bad thing. Just deny the bad thing. We need to also seek to follow the good, to yield to the Spirit, to pick up the cross, to go the other direction, to actually be walking in the Spirit. You know, the old saying is that idleness is the devil's workshop. And I think this sort of applies here in the sense that we want to put away the bad. We want to deny the bad. But we need to remember that we should be doing something. We should be doing something. We should be following the good. We should be walking in the Spirit. That's the way that we keep going in this direction. And maybe the flesh will not have as many desires to influence you, not time to influence you in that as well. It's an easier battle to deny the flesh's desires when we're walking in the Spirit. So in closing, I'd like to read Galatians 5, verse 16, down to verse 18. It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. And then it lists the things, the works of the flesh, And then it lists the fruit of the Spirit. And then in verse 25 it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And you know, I think it's crucial that we not only deny ourselves, but that we take up the cross and walk in the Spirit. We have to be doing both. It goes together. The verse there in 17, it says, the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the meaning of the word there is sets its heart. So it's like the flesh sets its heart against the Spirit. It's a battle that we have going on in us. And we need to face up to that battle and realize that to deny ourselves, take up the cross. Charles Spurgeon said, I have now concentrated all my prayers into one, and that one prayer is this, that I may die to self and live wholly to Him. You know, if we can do that, if we can truly die to ourselves and live wholly to Him, we will be able to follow Christ as He wants us to follow Him. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you have blessed us with. We thank you for giving us, Lord, so much to be thankful for. Most of all, we thank you today for your Holy Spirit, for forgiveness of sins, and we want to, Lord, follow you. We want to deny ourselves, Lord, when you show us, and to follow your Spirit's leading in our lives, to take up the cross and face the things that are hard, but to do them, Lord, because it is your will, and we want to follow your will. Just go with us this morning, and may you be blessed with this service. May we seek to serve you throughout this week. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.